Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on January 7th is the first Gillette City Council meeting of the year. Before we get to the incredibly light and short agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Winter is halfway over, but there are still winter activities that are just starting up, like outdoor skating at Sage Valley Park. It's finally been cold enough for the rink to freeze enough to skate on. And while it hasn't snowed much yet, if and when it does, you'll probably be wondering where the snowplows are and when they'll get to your street. There's an online map you can use to track the plows, and it also lets you see where they've been over the last 6 hours, where the blades have been down for plowing, and where they put traction control materials. I've put a link in the description, and you can check it at any time, but as I record this, there isn't an active snow event happening, so for me, right now, it shows that all the plows are at City West. Now that the holiday season is over, you may be asking yourself, what do I do with this Christmas tree? You got a real Christmas tree, decorated it, enjoyed it for the holiday season, and now you've put away all the ornaments and tinsel, and the rapidly drying tree in your house just looks a little sad. But your Christmas tree can experience new usefulness. It can be recycled. Just bring it to the Christmas tree drop-off site in the parking lot of the Gillette College Tech Center before the end of January, stripped of all decorations, and leave it there. After January 31st, it'll be chipped into mulch for the community garden to use. Next Thursday, January 9th, is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Thank you to all the law enforcement officers that keep us safe every day. I want to welcome new City of Gillette Council members Jack Clary and Chris Smith. Since it'll be their first City Council meeting as Council members next Tuesday, there will be a reception for them before the Council meeting begins, starting at 5:30 p.m. in the lobby outside the Council chambers. Feel free to come by and congratulate our newest councilman. And here's what's on the January 7th City Council agenda. This is possibly the lightest agenda I've ever seen for the council. It's really just the things that have to be done at the first council meeting every year, like designating an official newspaper and bank depositories, appointing a council president, and reappointing the municipal court judges and city attorney. And that's kind of it. To keep this from being too short, let's briefly summarize why each of those things needs to happen. State law requires that municipalities have an official newspaper, where legal notices and things get published. I didn't realize this before, but newspapers bid to become the official newspaper, and the News Record had the winning bid at $11 per column inch, which is more than they charged the city last year, $10.50 per inch, but less than they charge for regular advertising, which is $15.25 per column inch. They also, gratis, publish all the city's public notices online. Every year, the city must also announce which banks can hold city funds, not just in regular accounts, but also investment funds and things like that. Not all of the banks they approve at this meeting actually have public funds, but the city could choose to invest through them if they wanted to. For appointments, the council president is an important one because the council president, well, presides over the meetings of the city council in the absence of the mayor. For municipal court judges and attorney, they have to be appointed every year, but there aren't any changes to the roles. Our municipal court judges will continue to be Christopher R. Ringer and Allison O. Gee, and Sean Brown will continue to be city attorney. That's a brief look at the January 7th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA-TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.